The Gemara in Masechet Pesachim, Daf Bet Amud Bet, we're up to Metivei Va'omar. It's 11 lines from the top of the page. Va'omar. I think this is question number 7 that is posed in regards to the Machloket Rav Huna Rav Yehuda. Metivei, a question. We have a pasuk in Tehilim Kuflametet. David HaMelech says, Va'omar, I thought, I said to myself, Ach choshech yeshufeni, darkness will envelop me, will cover me, will darken me. And what happened? But you, Hashem, you see everything, you are everywhere, and you are so kind. Ve'layla or ba'deni. The nighttime has become light for me. So again, va'omar ach choshech yeshufeni. I thought that darkness will rule. And what happened? You, Hashem, with your kindness, ve'layla, nighttime, or ba'deni, turned into or for me. So the Gemara says, Alma, we see from this pasuk, or yemamahu. We see that or is daytime. Because when you use the word Laila, so the word which is said as a contrast to Laila is yom, is daytime. So when you used or as the opposite of Laila, sounds like or is a noun for daytime. Ve'laila or ba'deni. Before we continue to see the rejection, the answer of the Gemara, let's look into Rashi. Rashi, Va'omar ach choshech yeshufeni. You have Rashi? Let's delve into the sweet words of Rashi. Va'omar, hyphen, what does Va'omar mean? Savur hayiti be'onyi. I thought when I was in the midst of my afflictions, David HaMelech had a very, very tough life, at least in the beginning of his life, until he eventually became officially the king. But till then, he suffered. He suffered like no one else. I mean, he suffered with the whole time when he was running away from his own father-in-law, Shaul HaMelech. And he suffered when he had to run away from Avshalom, his own son. Can you imagine such a thing? David HaMelech suffered. And he suffered from others. Jealousy of people from Shevet Binyamin, Shimi Ben Gera, the Rebbe of his son, right? Shimi Ben Gera. So, I mean, David HaMelech had a hard life. Savur hayiti be'onyi. By the way, you'd never know that from Sefer Tehilim. I mean, in Sefer Tehilim, it's mizmor, it's songs, left and right. You think he had all his 70 years were a piece of cake, a walk in the park, rosy posy, mizmor. Instead of saying kinai, he says mizmor. I mean, unbelievable. But we know that he suffered. Savur hayiti be'oni, I thought in the midst of my afflictions, kishayiti nirdaf, when I was being pursued, ach bechoshech ze'amut, it looked like, that's it, I'm going to die in this darkness. That's what it means, va'omar ach choshech yeshufeni. That I thought that darkness is going to be my lot in life, and that's it. I'm not getting out of it. Vehu yeshufeni. What's vehu yeshufeni? Vehu yachshich tamid alai. The darkness is always going to stay dark for me. How do we see that in the word yeshufeni? So Rashi says, lashon neshef velaila. Or rather, lashon nesh. No, lashon neshef, period. That's where you should stop in Rashi. Lashon neshef. Yeshufeni comes from the word neshef. Neshef means nighttime, darkness. So, achoshech yeshufeni. I thought that my suffering, the darkness of my suffering was going to stay with me. Now Rashi continues to explain the pasuk. So this is a quote. Ve'layla, and nighttime, pause. Rashi explains. V'choshech shayiti sharui bo, that aforementioned darkness in which I was dwelling, Nasa o badeni, meaning etzli. It became or for me, period. So Rashi now, in explanation of the question, says, Vigabe Laila, as far as the word Laila is concerned, when you want to say the contrast, Shayach Lememar Yom, the contrast is Yom. And what word did David HaMelech use for Yom? Oh, Alma Hachika Mar David. So it seems like this is what David is saying. Halaila Nasa Liyom. What I thought was the nighttime of the rest of my life turned into daytime. Life was brightened for me due to Hashem's kindness. So from here we see, Velaila Or Ba'deni Alma Or, we see Or is a noun for daytime. However, the Gemara once again pushes it off and says it's not a proof. So we go back to the Gemara. In the Gemara, what does it say? Hatam hachi kamar. Hatam hachi kamar. Over there, this is what he means to say in that pasuk. Over there means in that pasuk. He means to say, hachi kamar David. David means to say, ani amarti ach choshech yeshufeni leolam haba shehu dome leyom. It's a much deeper meaning to the pasuk than we thought in the beginning. He's not just talking about this world. He's talking about his lot in the next world. We see that quite a few times, more than once in Tehillim, where David HaMelech was doubting his own share in olam haba. Remember the Gemara Brachot Dav Daled on the pasuk Lule Manti Lirot Betuv Hashem BeEretz HaChaim, where he was doubting, "Am I going to have a chelek leolam haba? I'm not sure," and he prayed for it. Kavel Hashem Chazak V'Yametz. And here too, Ani Amarti, I thought in the beginning, Ach Choshech Yeshufeni Leolam Haba Shu Dome LeYom. I thought that in the world to come, which is symbolized by day, it's called day, like it says in the pasuk in Barchi Nafshi, Tashet Choshech V'Yilayla, where it says over there, Yom is Olam Haba, Shehu Dome LeYom, and Olam Hazeh is Dome LeLayla. So I thought that in Olam Haba, Choshech Yeshufeni, it's going to be dark for me. I'm not going to get a good share in Olam Haba. Why did he think that? We'll see in Rashi. Achshav, but now I realized something amazing. Achshav, ha'olam hazeh shehu dome lelayla or ba'adeni. Even this world, which is symbolized by nighttime, even this world, which is spiritually dark, I see became or ba'adeni. What's the word that O is meant here? It became light. He's not using it as daytime. He's not saying this world became Olam Haba, right? So he's saying this world brightened up for me, became light. So therefore, it's no proof that O is a noun for daytime, because that's not the meaning of this pasuk. The meaning of O here is light. That even Olam Hazeh, I was scared that I wasn't going to even get Olam Haba. And what did it turn out to be? That not only can I rest assured that I will get Olam Haba, but even in Olam Hazeh, and we're going to see soon in Rashi that he means Olam Hazeh after his passing. Even in Olam Hazeh after I pass away, it became light for me. Okay, so what is he talking about here? What's going on? Look in Rashi, beautiful Rashi. Ani amarti. I thought in the beginning, ani amarti, mipene chata'ai, because of my sins, or mipene chet'i, because of my sin. I'm not sure how to read that word. Is it plural? It could be read plural, it could be read singular, because he is referring to one sin. So, yeah, so let's read it in singular, okay? Because Rashi goes on to talk about one sin. Ani amati mipenechet'i, because of my sin, she'af min ha'olam haba etared. I thought that also from Olam Haba I am going to be lost out because of my sin. David HaMelech was such a tzaddik, was such a chassid. Constantly, v'chatati negdi tamid, the advent of his sin was in front of him all the time. And he knew, you know, who knows? I don't take anything for granted. What do you mean over here? To take for granted that I'm going to have Olam Haba? I sinned. Imagine that. Well, we walk the streets, breathing the air, all nice. You know, we're fine. It's all, everything's all nice and dandy. David HaMelech, you know, as happy as he was, he was humble. He was humble. He didn't take anything of the chesed of Hashem for granted. So he always lived with this thought of, who knows? Who knows? Shema yigom achet. Maybe the chet that I did will cause that I'm going to lose Olam Haba. But David HaMelech looked in Ruach HaKodesh. He's speaking Ruach HaKodesh because he's going to predict, he's going to say something that talks about after he died. So how is he saying this? I mean, he died already. No, it's pshat that he looked Beruach HaKodesh. Tehillim was written Beruach HaKodesh. So David HaMelech looks into the future and he says, V'achshav shemachali al oto avon, now that he forgave me for that sin, the sin that we all know about David HaMelech, so now, af min ha'olam hazeh she'ayiti sharui bo b'choshech u'b'cherpa, even in this world, where I dwelt in darkness and in shame because of the sin, he'ir ba'adeni, Hashem brightened up this world, not only olam haba, meaning Hashem forgave me, so he's going to give me olam haba, but not only that, even in this world, where I was in the darkness of the shame of the chet, he'ir ba'adeni, Hashem brightened this world up for my neshama. How? Shehodia kadosh baruch hu lesone David, Hashem made it known to the enemies of David, bimei Shlomo, in the days of Shlomo HaMelech, in the days when Shlomo HaMelech built the Bet HaMikdash, Shemachal David. Hashem made it, Hashem demonstrated clearly to everyone that he forgave David for what he did. And all the enemies saw it. When did they see it? Keshebikesh leachnis Aaron lebet kodshei kodashim. When Shlomo HaMelech, imagine Chanukat HaBayit. What a Chanukat HaBayit it was. It was Dafka on Yom Kippur. They celebrated on Yom Kippur the Chanukat HaBayit of Bet HaMikdash HaRishon, as recorded in Sefer Melachim Aleph. And so the Gemara in Masechet Shabbat tells us the behind-the-scenes story, what happened, that when everything was all, you know, what's the last thing you do? You built the Bet HaMikdash. So now what's the last thing? Hachnasat Sefer Torah. So now they're bringing the Aron into the Holy of Holies, into the Kodesh HaKodeshim. That's the last thing. With all the Kavod Vikar, with all the Hod VeHadar, with all the fanfare of the Achnasat, real Sefer Torah, the Achnasat Aron, right? They're bringing it into the Kodesh HaKodeshim. And all of a sudden, the doors are not opening. Can you imagine such a thing? And it's not because Shlomo HaMelech forgot the keys. He had all the keys. But it's not opening. It's not working. It's not opening. Davku she'arim ze bazeh. The gates stuck to each other. And they were adamant. They were stubborn. They didn't open. And Shlomo HaMelech is praying and praying. It's not working. Finally, Shlomo HaMelech said the magical words. Shlomo HaMelech said, Hashem, in the merit of David, my father, like we said this morning in Slichot, Anenu Magen David, Anenu, Rachamana, Itkarlan Keyamed David Malka Meshicha, Anenan Bizchute de David Malka Meshicha. Oh, we mentioned David HaMelech. All of a sudden, you know what happened? The door is open so nicely, so smoothly. All of a sudden, they opened up. So there was a big murmur going on in the crowd. All those people who were against David HaMelech for years, they held it against David. Oh, you think he's such a this? Remember what he did? Remember how Natan HaNavi gave him Musar? And they rode that for many years against David HaMelech, especially from Shevet Binyamin. Nitapchu penehem keshule kedera, the Gemara says. They turned white like a bottom of a pan. They were all burnt from shame when they saw that the name David HaMelech elicited the zechut to open up the doors. And they saw, all of them saw at once, that, oh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgave him. He forgave him, for sure. So David HaMelech says, at first, ani amarti achoshech yeshuveni. I thought in the beginning, I'm not even going to have Olam Haba. And what did you show me, Hashem? You showed me not just Olam Haba I'm going to get, you forgave me. But even in this world, you fixed my reputation. Even in this world, you brightened up the world for me. The world of darkness, of shame. By the way, you see from here, Rabotai, how important it is for a neshama in the next world to be in good terms in this world, even after their passing. You know, you might think a neshama leaves the world after 120. All right, who cares what they think of me down there in that world? I'm now in this world. So yeah, so now they thought I was this, I was that. Right now I'm where it counts. Who cares about that world? That's physical, that's mundane, that's materialistic world. Olam hazeh shehu domeh lelaila, that's choshech. If that was the case, then what is David HaMelech caring about when he says, ah, I see not only, look at the Kol Sheken that he says, look at the Kavachom, not only Olam Haba, but even, I even get Olam Hazeh. And he's talking about after his death. What do you care about Olam Hazeh after your death? Ma ze me'anyen otcha? Oh, ze me'anyen me'od me'od. He cares about it a lot. A lot. The Neshama cares. You know, when we do a mitzvah down here, li'ilui nishmat so-and-so, right? So you might ask, what li'ilui nishmat? You think he cares about your Baruch Atah Hashem, your little bracha and a cookie that you're making over here? He's enjoying Ziva Shechina in the next world. He has VIP seats in the Grand Cho, in the next world, gazing at the splendor of the Shechina, your little mizonot that you say, on a chocolate chip cookie, all of a sudden, li'ilui nishmat. What do you think? Well, we're taught otherwise. With all the grandeur and splendor and everything that's going on in Olam Haba, when he hears that he's getting a little gift from here in Olam Hazeh, he says, wait, what was that? He said, he mentioned me next to his mizo. Oh, thank you. The neshama has such nachat. From that. The neshama has such nachat. What nachat? What is that nachat compared? It's like a drop in the ocean compared to what the neshama is getting. That's true. It's very exciting in the next world. No doubt about it. That's very true. But there's one thing that the next world doesn't have that this world has. And that's bechira chofshit. And that's to be able to do a mitzvah with your own free will. See, that you don't get to do in the next world. Hayom la'asotam, it's only in this world. Machal, the next world, Olam Haba, is already lekabel secharam. That's the world of sechar. You can't add anything. You can't grow more in the next world. There's no more bechira. So when there is someone down here below that gives you a boost with his bechira, he gives a boost, he gives it a credit to your account, he makes a deposit in your bank account in the next world by doing something here. Oh, the neshama loves that. The neshama is so appreciative. Even actually more appreciative of it now that he's in that world than when he was in this world. Because now he realizes what it means to say a lousy mezonot on a chocolate chip cookie in this world. Even a lousy mezonot goes a long way in the next world. It's a very big thing, a very big zechut. Look how David HaMelech cherished the fact that even in Olam Hazeh, they now realize that Hashem forgave. That means they talk good things about me now in the next world. What do you care? You're with Hashem in Olam Haba. Everything's all good. Let them talk what they want. Oh, no. I don't want them to talk bad things about me. In this world, they should talk good things about me. The neshama wants. Very important. Very important lesson, by the way. Could talk about this for a long time. It's big yesod. And I think it comes straight out of the lines here of Rashi, where he says, "Shaitivo he'ir ba'adeni shodia Kadosh Baruch Hu le'sonei David b'mei Shlomo shemachal le'David kishebikesh lachnis Aaron le'bet kodesh hakadoshim v'davku she'arim ze'baze," as the Gemara tells us in Moed Katan Daftet and also in Shabbat Daflamed.